currently Kirkland. Your source for city news and events in the community. With Scott Mullen at the news desk. Stay up to date with weekly news reports on what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Scott.
Welcome back for another weekly installment of Currently Kirkland. I'm Scott Mullett. You've tuned in for a special milestone today. Not only will this be our final show for 2011, but also, drumroll please, my last show as an anchor. We'll do more on that later. For this week's episode, we're going to focus on winter preparedness. It may feel like La Niña is taking her sweet time arriving, but with the official start of winter a little more than 1 week old, it's a good time to be reminded about the importance of preparing for the weather. A key to preparing is to know the meaning of a weather advisory, watch, and warning. The National Weather Service issues a weather advisory when special weather conditions are less serious than a warning, which is issued when a hazardous weather or hydrologic event is occurring, is imminent, or has a very high probability of occurring. A watch is issued when the risk of a hazardous weather or hydrologic event has increased significantly, but its occurrence, location, and/or timing is still uncertain. When you hear the word advisory, it should be your cue to remind yourself and your family about your emergency preparedness plans. What? You don't have a plan? Well, here's how to get one. Create an emergency preparedness kit with at least a 3-day supply of non-perishable food and water for your home and office. Kits prepared for vehicle road travel and winter weather evacuation go kits are also advised. Some basic supplies your kit should include are 1 gallon of water per person per day, food for human and pet family members, battery-powered or hand radios, batteries of all sizes, a flashlight, first aid kit, a whistle, blankets and rain ponchos, personal hygiene supplies, a can opener, and a multi-purpose tool. For a complete list of emergency kit supplies, go to takewinterbystorm.org. Once you have your family prepared, take a look at your home or business. Are there dangerous trees on your property that are likely to fall in a windstorm? If the trees are on your property, you are responsible to have them removed. Contact the Planning and Community Development Department for removal requirements. Contact information will be shown at the end of the show. To minimize flooding, please clear leaves and debris from roof gutters and downspouts on your property and storm drains near your property. To keep your pipes from bursting, insulate exposed water faucets and, when the temperature drops below freezing, leave one indoor faucet open to slowly drip warm water. Should your power go out, report it to Puget Sound Energy at 888-225-5773. Have a safe alternative heat source and supply of fuel. If you use a kerosene heater, gas lantern, or stove inside, ventilation must be maintained to avoid a buildup of toxic fumes. Never use a charcoal barbecue or generator inside your home or garage. Register life-sustaining and medical equipment with your utility company. If you have to venture outside in your car, please check weather and road conditions before traveling. If Kirkland streets are slippery with ice or snow, the city's road maintenance crews will give first priority for snow and ice removal on roads that are near Evergreen Hospital, and roads that lead to and from I-405, transit routes, schools, and fire stations. Second priority will be given to arterials that have above normal traffic use. Steep and hilly public roadways that are difficult to maintain will be closed. To view the snow and ice removal priority map, go to kirklandwa.gov/prepare. If you are heading outside of Kirkland, you might want to check road conditions issued by King County and the Washington State Department of Transportation. Contact information is shown at the bottom of your screen. Snow and ice on roadways make it difficult for waste management drivers to collect garbage and recycling. Should weather delay their collection times, updates will be posted at wmnorthwest.com/weatherboard or by calling 800-592-9995. In the event Waste Management cancels collection services due to inclement weather, customers can put out a double load of garbage and recyclables on their next service day at no extra cost. If collection service is canceled for a second consecutive service day due to unsafe weather conditions, Waste Management and the city will coordinate the setup of collection sites within the city. The city uses several means to keep its citizens informed during a severe weather event or emergency. To receive email alerts about road closures, flooding, and other weather hazards, subscribe to the Newsroom Bulletin. Go to the city's website and select Sign Up for an email news list, then select City News Releases. Emergency information will air on the city's two TV channels, KGov and KLife. KGov is aired on Comcast Channel 21 and Frontier Channel 31. KLife is aired on Comcast Channel 75 and Frontier Channel 32. The City of Kirkland wishes you the safest of holiday seasons. Well, we've come to the end of this episode and the end of my stint as a currently Kirkland news anchor. Among highlights from the past 2 years, I enjoyed getting to know the Kirkland City Council members in our Council Up Close interview series. We had some fun last holiday season doing the show on location in a festively decorated downtown Kirkland. I also enjoyed the on-location shows featuring the Wednesday Market and the Annex Celebration at City Hall. I loved adding a little creativity to each show, often in the closing segments. The show with my daughters in the studio probably tops that list. A final highlight would be covering the New Year's Day Polar Bear Plunge at Marina Park. I'll be there January 1st, 2012 to relive that brrrr. Finally, last but not least, I will miss seeing the currently Kirkland production and volunteer crews on a regular basis as well. For you viewers, all of those highlights I mentioned can be seen on demand on the city's website, on your mobile devices, and some even on YouTube. Of course, even if I'm gone, the good folks at currently Kirkland would love to hear from you, even if it's just to say you're glad I'm gone. More importantly, if you have any news tips, suggestions, or comments, please send them to kirklandtv@kirklandwa.gov. I'm Scott Mullett, and as always, thanks for watching.